has to do with knowing how to make good decisions in life, and also it stresses the importance and the value of making good decisions.
A Japanese dinner raises money for a growing pastime in Haines. And getting to know what congressional candidates say about Southeast Alaska. It's the Cage Nest Local News. I'm Tara Bicknell. Those stories up next. Congressional candidate Harry Crawford is campaigning in Southeast Alaska. He stopped in Haines on Tuesday to meet voters. The Anchorage Democrat also stopped in Sitka recently to talk about his run against incumbent Republican Representative Don Young. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld spoke with Crawford, a former pipeline worker who served several terms in the state house. They began by discussing the candidate's vision for Alaska's future.
I was listening at lunchtime to this lady that was writing a historical novel about, I mean, where Sitka was part of the setting. And it talked about when Alaska was a colony of Russia, and it's still a colony today, a colony of corporations. You know, we've been colonized by BP and ConocoPhillips and Exxon and a number of other corporations that want to take our raw materials out of the state, but don't want to have sustainable industries and sustainable jobs for Alaskans. And I think we need to take control of our future and make sure that we have sustainable jobs and futures here for Alaskans.
What about industries and other aspects of the economy in Southeast? How do you see your vision applying here?
Well, this is an energy-hungry world. There are going to be businesses and manufacturing that will relocate where they have a stable source and supply of energy, electricity that's made by water and wind, and moving us on to a hydrogen economy, I believe, is going to be one of the answers. And Alaska has this abundance of tidal power, of lake taps for hydroelectric and all. There are going to be businesses that are going to be looking at Alaska because of that, and it's time to be looking forward to where the puck is going to be, so that we can skate to the where it's going to be, not where the puck is today, because the Alaska that we have today is not going to look the same in 20 years.
People have been trying to beat Don Young for years. Some came close, most didn't. Why should voters not vote for Don Young another time?
Well, because, you know, Alaskans have returned Don Young to Congress now for 19 terms. And he should be one of the most powerful men in Congress. Instead, he's squandered that power and that prestige that we've given him. And he's number 435 out of 435. He has no power left because of his legal troubles and because of not trying to get along with his own caucus. So he's been kicked out of all the leadership. No longer is able to have a chairmanship of any kind, and he doesn't have the kind of relationships that Stevens had with the other party. He always had Robert Byrd or Daniel Inouye and others that he had personal relationships with. So it didn't matter whether his party was in power or out of power. He was still in power. And Don Young doesn't have any of that.
Let's talk about one of the bills that Don Young has supported and has been controversial here in Southeast. What do you think of the Sea Alaska Land Selection legislation?
At first glance, it seemed like the right thing to do, that Sea Alaska was due selections and all. But as this has unfolded, it seems as though they have not brought all the parties to the table. There's a lot of dissension and opposition to the bill. I think we're going to need to take a step back and see what it takes to get more of the stakeholders here in agreement. I believe that the Sea Alaska bill, as it stands right now, won't pass. So I think we're going to need to have more talks and find a way to find agreement between the parties.
That was Democratic congressional candidate Harry Crawford during a recent visit to Sitka. He was also in Haines on Tuesday. He faces incumbent Republican Congressman Don Young in the November general election. More information from Don Young in a future KHNS report. Among the out-of-school activities that Northern Panhandle kids have to choose from, one particular class has nearly doubled in the past few months. Chorus Bishop teaches a martial art called Seibukon Jiu-Jitsu in Haines.
Seibukon Jiu-Jitsu is an art that uses grappling techniques such as joint locks, throws, pins, pressure points, and that kind of thing for self-defense, rather than some martial arts that use strikes mostly for self-defense.
Bishop first learned the art from his dad, who began teaching him when he was an 11-year-old boy.
He brought me to first level black belt when I was still pretty young, about 14. And then I continued on through the other black belt levels under his teacher, who is the founder of the martial art, and his name is Julio Toribio.
Toribio has a school, the headquarters of the martial art, in fact, in Monterey, California. Bishop lived there in Toribio's dojo for a year to continue his instruction. But eventually, he began looking for a place to instruct and start a school of his own.
And where I'm from, in California, it's pretty difficult to find a place to do that for a lot of reasons. And when I came up here, I really fell in love with Haines, and I've decided to make it my home. And the opportunity presented itself for me to start a class here at the Chilcat Center, and I swooped it up because it was a very easeful beginning to the school.
Twice as many kids in a class might sound like a good thing for a martial arts teacher, but realistically, that many kids has really been hard on the floor mats.
We're in the midst of sort of a spike in enrollment, and consequently, we're running out of mat space a little bit. And the mats we have to begin with are problematic in a number of ways. So it's been a goal of mine for quite a while now to get some new gym mats for the space here in the dance studio at the Chilcat Center. And I would really like to outfit it with some very high-quality professional mats. And that's going to take a significant sum of money.
It's also going to take enough Japanese food to feed Haines this weekend, but we'll get to that in a minute. Bishop moved here in the summer of 2008 and began teaching kids and adults martial arts soon after that. But Seibukon Jiu-Jitsu of Haines isn't the only martial arts class in town. The karate dojo has been active for years and was actually how Bishop got started in martial arts in Haines.
Karate is a striking art. It came out of the necessity for Japanese classes that were oppressed, that they developed actually a system of fighting that just used their body because they didn't have access to weapons. It was specifically for the use of defending themselves against armored warriors. And that's where the punching through bricks comes from and that kind of thing. Jiu-Jitsu came actually out of the warrior classes of Japan. The particular martial art that I study actually has a lot of influences that come from many different martial arts. But the techniques, likewise, are founded in ancient techniques that were used in war. But they have been developed and modified so that they are appropriate for use today. It's a type of martial art that allows for self-defense to be possible, but without injury.
Skagway has also had martial arts classes in the past at the recreation center, but nothing currently running. For what appears to be fighting and yelling on the surface, there's a lot of organization, respect, and discipline going on in that class.
The School of Martial Arts that I teach actually has quite an emphasis on philosophy. And the philosophy that Seibukon Jiu-Jitsu teaches has to do with knowing how to make good decisions in life, and also it stresses the importance and the value of making good decisions. And so we have three elements that we talk about. for that, and they are awareness, assessment, and action. And that's something that we just always come back to, and that's where the whole philosophy builds from.
The Japanese Dinner fundraiser that will help chip away at the cost of new mats is Saturday, October 16th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Haynes Elks Lodge. Everyone's invited. Bento-style dinner is sushi,
shrimp and vegetable tempura,
marinated greens,
miso soup,
rice,
mango and lemon sorbets,
and jasmine tea, along with an auction and live martial arts demonstrations from students and Bishop himself. Saturday's fundraising dinner is $16 for adults, $8 for kids.
I'll tell you, it's really rewarding to be their teacher. I experienced it myself because I started martial arts when I was young, and so I know how big of a difference it made in my life. And to be able to share that and pass that on to them is really rewarding for me. It makes the challenge of it very easy.
This is Tara Bicknell for KHNS Local News. You can listen to KHNS News anytime you want, online at khns.org. Just click on the Listen tab for stories from the last week, or go to Archives for earlier stories.